All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now the matchups are set for the college football playoff. And we're going to have Oklahoma and LSU squaring off in Atlanta in the Peach Bowl, and Clemson and Ohio State meeting each other in the Fiesta Bowl. Now, coming into yesterday's action, Ohio State was a top-ranked team in the college football playoff, but LSU leapfrogged them following their 27-point margin of victory over the then fourth-ranked Georgia Bulldogs. Make no mistake about it, the committee got it right. LSU, regardless of whether they beat Georgia or not, they were going to be a lock for the playoff. Clemson had to make sure they took care of business versus Virginia, which they did. And Ohio State got past Wisconsin for the second time this year. So you knew they were in. And once Utah lost on Friday night in the Pac-12 championship game to Oregon, it opened it up because you knew that if Georgia lost, the Big 12 winner more than likely was going to get in, and that's Oklahoma. So it got it. So the committee in that aspect got it right. The other four New Year's Six games, I question somewhat. You're going to have Baylor versus Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. And my thing is, why is Georgia being rewarded after they were blown out in the SEC championship game yesterday? This was a team that lost at home this year to South Carolina, a team to finish with a losing record. And now they went to the SEC championship game and got throttled 37-10. Why are they given a New Year's Six bowl game, especially when they went to the Sugar Bowl last year and got embarrassed by Texas? Then you look at the Rose Bowl, Wisconsin versus Oregon. Why is Wisconsin being rewarded after they lost twice to Ohio State this year? And then their other loss came against a mediocre Illinois team. I think Penn State should have gotten that bid ahead of Wisconsin, just due to the fact that, hey, I mean, Penn State is going to the Cotton Bowl. Don't get me wrong, that's still a prestigious bowl. But you look at Penn State, they were 10-2, and you look at their two losses. They lost by 11 points at Ohio State when their starting quarterback got injured, and they lost to an undefeated Minnesota team at the time. Those losses, to me, look better than what Wisconsin has done this year. And then finally, Virginia versus Florida in the Orange Bowl. I think Florida was a lock to get a New Year's Six bowl bid just due to the fact that you look at their two losses this season. They lost at LSU and they lost against Georgia on a neutral field. And Florida was playing some good ball this year, so you knew that they were going to get in. But I look at Virginia. Virginia was a team that was 9-3 during the regular season, and then they lost 62-17 in the ACC championship game last night to Clemson. I don't understand how Virginia only falls one spot after getting blown out by 45 points in the rankings. I don't understand how Georgia falls just one spot after getting blown out by LSU. And then you penalize Utah for getting blown out by a ranked team in Oregon, and they drop several spots. I don't understand that. You have Memphis and Penn State in the Cotton Bowl. Of course, Memphis was the highest ranked team of the non-Power 5 schools. I expected that. Penn State still gets their New Year's Six bowl bid, and they rightfully deserved it because they beat some good teams this year, which included getting a victory over Michigan. Now, Utah had a strong case for the New Year's Six bowl. They finished the regular season with a record of 11-2. Would have liked to see Utah get that Orange Bowl bid over Virginia. I mean, to me, I think that was a slap in the face. Utah had a better record all season long. Virginia, I mean, they played in a mediocre division and made the most of it. And then, honestly, at the end of the day, I would have taken Alabama over Georgia in the Sugar Bowl just for the simple fact that, all right, you look at Alabama's losses this year. They lost by 5 points to LSU, and then they lost on the road at Auburn, which is a tough game, with a backup quarterback. I would have I think Alabama would have been more competitive and more deserving of that Sugar Bowl bid than Georgia. We'll have to wait and see how competitive these games will be. Of course, they're non-semifinal games just due to the fact that there's a possibility that players will declare early for the NFL draft and they want to forego their bowl game in order to get ready. And I can't be mad at them for that. Then we have some coaching changes. Mike Norvell, the Memphis head coach, is now going to take over at Florida State. Will he stay on the coach's team in the Cotton Bowl? We'll have to wait and see for that one. Potentially a guy like Jonathan Taylor, the running back for Wisconsin. Will he sit out the bowl game in order to get himself prepped for the NFL draft? We'll have to wait and see. But playoff-wise, the committee got it right. The other four New Year's Six game bowl games, there's a lot of questions, but that's the way it is. We'll have to see how it plays out between now and the holiday season. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out and drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.